You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
This comes from Haley. She goes, "Hi, my boys." She puts two Z's and two exclamation points.
Whoa, Haley.
So she got bumped to the front of the line. She says, "My husband and I have been married for 7 glorious years. And before you guys make a joke, there will be no 7-year itch here."
Okay, good. Good to know.
She knows us, doesn't she?
Yeah.
She knows us. She writes, "Anyway, last night we were talking about our anniversary that's coming up in a few days, and he asked me if there was anything I would go back and change about the wedding itself." She says, "Oh my God, I had a list." He was surprised, but then he named a few things too. For instance, both of us would go back and not have any bridesmaids or groomsmen. We've decided that's a silly tradition. It's just a bunch of people standing up there feeling all awkward.
Ding, ding, ding. Perfect. Yes.
She goes, "So I wanted to ask you boys, if you could go back, what would you change about your wedding? Love your show." That is Haley.
Thanks, Haley.
Let me jump in and let me do what? Jeremy's joke before he can. What's and I'll that? Say, "Haley, which one?" Hey.
Dumb.
I think it would be easy for me to say the open bar, but...
Oh, that's right, yeah.
As much as I laugh about how much you guys drank me out of, you know, so that I was thrown into debt because of my wedding.
Yeah.
I would not change that.
No, he liked it. It kind of lubricated everybody, I think.
It was 5 figures worth of booze.
Yeah.
But
we kind of needed it to have a good time.
No, you didn't. Mine was the greatest wedding you've ever been to, and you know it. I think for me, if I have to pick something, by the way, we're opening this up at 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. We want you to call and tell us, what would you go back in time and change about your wedding?
It can be anything, and even if you call in and say the bride and the groom, we will accept those calls as well. Please.
I think for me, we had a small wedding anyway. I think total, with the reception, I want to say we had probably like, I don't know, 75 people. You were there. Doesn't that seem about
there.
Right?
That seems about
it was probably
right.
Like,
yeah.
75.
It was intimate.
I would trim that even a little bit more and would have made it about 55 or 60 people. There were a few people that really didn't need to be there, and they knew it.
It's the obligation invites, probably, right?
For a few of them, yeah.
Yeah.
But at least it wasn't like, you know, some weddings that I have seen that have, you know, a few hundred people.
Those are huge.
Packed in for a reception. I would have been happy with, let's say, 60 instead of the 75. There are 15 to 20 people that probably
name
didn't
them.
Need to be there.
Name the 15.
Guess a couple. What about you? What would you go back in time and change?
So I loved our reception. The reception and the party afterwards was fantastic.
It was a fun
I
part.
Loved every minute of that party. Now, the actual ceremony, I would go back and do something completely different, not make it so stuffy and formal in the church and have it out somewhere outside where everybody could be in casual attire and just have a good time. You know, we've talked a few times about people that have called in or, you know, written into the show about like a barbecue style wedding or something out in the mountains or something. And that is much more appealing to me now than standing up there. And then second, I probably would not have invited you.
You liar.
Because I stood up there and cried the whole time, and I have never lived that down from Mr. DT.
That's
he
the
rubs
only reason
my
why
face.
You wish I hadn't been there, so that I wouldn't have witnessed all your blubbering
that,
up there.
All that blubbering. My God.
Oh, my God. You know, it would have been when my ex-wife and I, when we got married, we did it as a surprise. It was a surprise wedding. There was a grand total of 2 people who knew we were getting married, and we just invited a bunch of people to a picnic. A party, like a barbecue, not a picnic,
barbecue
in the backyard.
Yeah, that would be great.
So everyone, it was, you know, middle of summer, everyone was in shorts, t-shirts, had beers,
like
flip-flops, all that stuff. And then boom, a wedding broke out. And that was pretty terrific because nobody felt, you know, pressure to dress up. Nobody had to sit on a hard church pew.
Yes.
Nobody had to worry about a gift.
Yes.
You know, there was none
Well,
of that.
Let's you not just, go crazy. I like the gifts.
You just hang out.
Yeah, and I'm with so Haley, too, good. With everybody standing up next to you, because we've laughed a couple times about how you look at my wedding photo and the, you know, we had 5 and 5 on each side, and it's like everybody on each side of us, we don't talk to anymore, or they're divorced and have moved on, or they're out of state, and the only two people up there, I think, was my buddy Surat and my sister that we still are in fairly decent contact with, you know?
I think if people were honest, I'll bet the majority of people would go back and change that.
I think so.
Some people don't want to because they're afraid. Oh, that makes me look like a bad person. No.
No. And nobody wants to stand up there with you.
10 people standing up there is like, what did Haley say? She goes,
It's just awkward and nobody wants to be up there. They don't.
She said, it's a bunch of people standing up there feeling all awkward.
I had one of my guys tell me, he's like, I don't really even want to be up here. Like, he was flat out honest with me. He's like, and I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not standing up and saying anything at the reception either. I was like, that's fine. Whatever.
It's too much. There's too much pomp and circumstance.
Yeah.
You know, the thing that that Gretchen and I did, we did it on a rooftop patio. And we told people, for the guys, we said, all you need to do is wear some sort of band or rock star or country star T-shirt.
Yep.
Put a sport coat over that. Wear jeans. And just do the rock and roll T-shirt. And women dressed as... We had women who did the same thing. They wore some of their rock and roll gear.
Yeah.
And it was so comfortable. And so there's nothing about that event that I think I would go back and change other than a few of the guest lists.
That was good. Yeah, I liked your winning.
So it was fun. One call before we go to break, and then we'll take some more. 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. Here's Michael, who's been patiently holding. Michael, what would you go back in time and change?
Simple. I would not be dragged around the banquet room for pictures. I lost my dinner. I didn't get to eat.
Oh, really?
I'm taking pictures with people I've not seen before or since.
Oh.
And I still remember that plate of food looking at me as I was being dragged away for pictures.
You're like, I'm so hungry.
I didn't get to eat on my wedding night.
Oh,
now,
man,
I do
that's
have
sad.
To say, the thing about the photographer and all the staged photos, we didn't have that either. We didn't have a photographer at our wedding.
No, you didn't. No, we
just
did.
Relied on people who were there, all took a bunch of pictures, and they sent them to us. And that was good enough for us.
Yeah.
So
I've got pictures with this person, pictures with this person, people. We needed one more picture with this group of people, and I didn't get to eat dinner, so
aww.
I'm falling into that trap, guys. Hey, can we get a quick reminder that it's still Teacher Appreciation Week?
Yes,
it is. Sure it is. Yeah, it is. I believe it's Dress Like a Teacher today at my kid's school, so they got
to dress like a teacher.
She's doing that as we speak. It was awesome. So,
thanks, congrats.
Guys. It's fun to listen to.
Thanks, buddy.
Thank
you,
Michael. Thank you for being on the show. I wonder if the teachers dress like students today. That would be funny.
That would be funny.
2020 hindsight. You know, everyone plans this big, elaborate day because it's your special day. And it's not until after, and this is a cautionary tale for, let's say, people who have never gotten married, maybe are thinking about getting married. It's one thing to plan a glamorous and glitzy wedding, but most of the time you look back and you say, God, I wish we had just been a little bit more casual about this and had more fun.
It's hard to get this through to people, though, that are currently involved in planning a wedding and everything, because they see stars and fairy tale wedding. And,
you're right.
You know, it's not that big a deal. It's over in one day.
We'll take a couple calls here in a second. I want to read some notes first. Carrie wrote in. She goes, I would have a friend marry us instead of a preacher.
All right.
Yeah, you know, that's easy to do. My son married us, and it was a blast. I loved having him
that.
Katrina says, I would go back and change the venue. That sounds like you, Jeremy.
Yep.
She says, it was so pretentious and so unlike either of us. I can't believe we had it in such a silly, fancy place. Next time at either a bar or at a park.
Okay. That would be
That's good. And Lisa says, the only thing I would change would be my dress. It was beautiful, but so uncomfortable. I was miserable the whole afternoon and evening. Hated it after 15 minutes in it.
Okay.
I see that.
I see that.
Yeah,
I got three. You want me to zip through three more?
Yep.
Jennifer says, I eloped, so I didn't get to have a wedding, but if I could go back, I would have a pirate wedding.
Okay.
That is one wedding I would go to. Kathy says, I would have gotten a boob job a few months before my big day. I look flat in all my photos, and the front of my dress kept slipping down. So,
okay.
Kathy, that's taking it to the
Fair
extreme.
Enough.
Janice says, I would not have invited my husband's aunt. She got completely wasted and fell on the dance floor. Ambulance came and had to haul her off because she snapped her wrist. I hate her. And that is from Janice.
Didn't your mom fall down at your wedding?
My mom had a few too many white Russians, and she hooked her heel into the heating vent on the floor at the reception place, and down mom went.
We had an announcer there. He went, down goes Danny. Down goes Danny.
While she was double-fisting white Russians, and she didn't spill them. So.
Not a drop.
Not a drop.
Somehow they bounced up in the air, and they went right down her throat. Here's Katie on the phone. Katie, good morning.
Good morning, boys.
Hi.
So you get to go back in time. What's the one thing you're going to change?
Mine is not so much of a formal thing, but I wish I had hired a day of coordinator. My mom ended up stepping in and filling most of that role, and because of that, she could not fully enjoy the experience, and she was making sure that I was doing all the formal things, and...
And she didn't get to enjoy, your special day. And she's like, you got photos in 10 minutes.
Why do we need to do a coordinator of any kind?
Oh, there's a lot going on that morning.
Really?
Yeah.
We didn't have one. We just got there and party.
Well, yours is completely different, though, than most people's.
But we've all agreed that it's too stuffy and there's too much coordination of everything.
It is. Yeah, completely.
So why would you hire a coordinator when you're trying to get away from coordination?
I'm trying to think if we had one. I don't know if we had one. It might have been like the bridesmaids. Like all of them banding together.
Put
and
it
like,
off
let's
on
go,
them.
Let's go. Yeah.
Katie, I'm glad you called. Have a great day.
Bye, Katie.
You too.
There you go. Matthew, good morning.
Good morning. How are you
guys
today?
We're good. What would you change, buddy?
Well, understand this July we married 43 years, and I wore a dark blue tuxedo. That was during the period of powder blue and dark blue land. And I look back and say, I really should have worn a cutaway with tails and a white shirt, because you know what? That's the only time in your life you could do it.
Right. Well, no, I mean, that's not necessarily true. You could show up to a Rockies game dressed like that just for fun, you know.
Try it, Matthew. Try it.
Do it. Just go to Walmart this weekend dressed like that.
You're a good man. Thank you for calling. We appreciate the laugh. Here's Vicky. Good morning.
Good morning.
What would you change?
I would change the entire guest list, pretty much.
Oh,
except for maybe
everybody,
people.
Huh? You hate everybody now?
No, we don't hate them. It's more like, are they relevant in your life, like long term?
No,
because
they're not.
Time, you invite coworkers, you invite bosses, you invite your parents, friends.
But again, though, it's it's at the time, though, they are relevant.
Right. But it was like pre-Facebook, so I didn't have contact with a lot of, like, I would call close friends, who I'm close with now because of Facebook.
Yeah.
So, you know, it was just like, you look back at the pictures and my kids were like, who are they? And you're like, I don't remember.
let's just put a number on it. If you could do it over again today, what do you think your total guest count would be?
Well, you'd have to include families, so that's for sure. So like 20.
20 people.
Yeah.
It's a good party.
Not much.
Yeah.
That's good. Intimate.
Vicky, thank you for listening. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Bye.
We appreciate you.
All right.
Seeing a common theme here, right? With the it's the guest
it's
list
people.
And the people.
It's just people in general.